If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Cachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Cachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Transform the way you hunt with the all-new Bay cellular trail camera connected by the Moultrie mobile app. Moultrie Mobile's industry-best app gives you complete control over your camera settings, up-to-the-minute updates from the field, and other interactive scouting tools on your smartphone or computer. Features like weather forecast, advanced species recognition, interactive maps, and a whole lot more. For more information and to make your purchase, visit www.moultriemobile.com.
HuntStand is the most popular and functional mobile hunting app on the market. With a variety of base maps to choose from, satellite imagery that is updated every month, the ability to check the weather, know property information, and even catalog your trail cam pics, HuntStand even gives you the ability to import pins and location markers from other mobile apps. Visit HuntStand.com or download wherever you download your apps. Enter discount code SN20 at checkout for 20% off.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Kevin Harlander from First Light. And they have some new products that they have introduced this year, and they got a couple products that haven't been introduced quite yet, but he talks a little bit about what's coming later this spring. And I really like talking with Kevin because he kind of breaks down the process of how they introduce their new products. And what I mean by that is everything from the design or identifying what kind of garment, what kind of demographic that they are looking into trying to fill, like a niche, whether that's a jacket or a pant or an insulation layer or a rain jacket, like you'll hear, or a rain system, like you'll hear. They talk about the durability. And one of the questions, and another thing I like about this, is I asked them a pretty tough question. In the past, First Light and their durability has come into question. But he answered that and pretty much assured us that problem was identified, but then also fixed. So it's cool how we get this, you know, we have a product that gets built, people use it, that information comes back to the manufacturer, and then they fix any type of problems, you know, from their user base. So it's a really awesome episode, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. Before we get into today's episode, though, I just want to send a shout out to the partners here at the Hunting Gear Podcast and Hunt Stand. So right now, if you have, let's see here, if you're looking for a way to document or journal all of this information that comes in on a given hunt, whether that is deer sightings or you found a scrape or a rub line or some really good bedding, or you have some tree stands out in specific areas, or you want to know what the name of the landowner is, or you want to go into a piece of public that you've never been before and you want to look for terrain features and use topo lines and things like that. If you want imagery that is on a monthly rotating cycle, you want spring or summer versus fall and winter type pictures for satellite imagery. And each one of those different mapping options allows you to see the land kind of from a different point of view. And that's one thing I really like about using Hunt Stand, is they have so many different baseline map options you can put all your information on, drop your pins on, and things like that. So if you want to find out more information about Hunt Stand, all of its functionality, how you can use it, I mean, I use mine almost every day, specifically this time of year when I'm scouting, I'm doing my e-scouting on public lands that I've never even hunted before. I would definitely check that out. And then I'm trying to think here. The discount code. Hunt Stand has a discount code, and it's for 20% off. And I think a whole year costs $30 in the first place. Then you can get 20% off by using the discount code SN20. And so go check out Hunt Stand at huntstand.com. Awesome hunting app. And lastly, we have the Average Conservationist Apparel. It's a lifestyle brand, t-shirts, hats, hoodies. These guys have some amazing, very comfortable, very soft, very durable clothing, hats, hoodies. I wear a Average Conservationist t-shirt about 3 times a week. I have my favorite hat, gets worn almost on a daily basis. I'm cycling through 2 right now. I have a nice hat that I go out to eat with, and then I have a work around the house hat that has the sweat lines in it, and it has, you know, a little paint on it and dirt and things like that when I go and check trail cameras or I'm out in the woods. So the cool thing about the Average Conservationist is that they give 10% of all of their profits to some form of conservation effort. So this means not only are they talking the talk, but they're walking the walk. And man, for someone like me, that's very important that a company gives back to the natural resource that they make their money off of. So huge shout out to the Average Conservationist, and you can go to their website, theaverageconservationist.com. And discount code NFC10, and you can save 10% from the Average Conservationist. All right, let's get into today's, I guess it's a hunting clothing, it's First Light specific, but hunting clothing, hunting gear type of BS session with Kevin Harlander from First Light. All right, on the Hunting Gear Podcast with me today, Mr. Kevin Harlander from First Light. How we doing, man?
Good. Hey, thanks. Glad to be here, man. And been a little bit since we chatted, and happy to jump on and talk some gear.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to get into all that First Light stuff here in a second. But okay, you guys are, where are you guys based out of? Montana?
No, we're actually based out of Haley, Idaho.
Idaho.
So,
okay.
The original office and HQ was up in Ketchum, Idaho. We just recently moved about 10 miles down the road, just to, you know, get into a bigger space because we've been growing so rapidly. So yeah, we're based in South Central Idaho, and that's kind of the heartbeat of our business is being so accessible to the places we love to enjoy and test our gear. So
yeah, absolutely. Okay, so it's spring. What's the turkey situation in Idaho?
It's really interesting, man. Idaho has a great turkey population, but where we're at, you kind of have to travel quite a bit. We sort of sit in this little bit of a high desert plateau, so to speak, and then we're surrounded by mountains everywhere else. So you have to go up either to northern Idaho and the Panhandle and south of there a little bit, and then also east and west of where we're at. So we have to travel a little bit to get to them, but it's really the only species we don't have, like, literally in our backyard. So yeah, we're going to start chasing them here on the 15th of April, and we'll be kind of all over the state, and then obviously some states close to us. And nothing like hunting western turkeys, man. It's just a blast.
Yeah. And what are those, Merriams, for you guys?
They are. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Gotcha. Cool, man. And so outside of your door, all the mule deer and elk you can want, huh?
That's right. Yeah. It's pretty good country for that. We know we've got a few pretty decent zones right around our office, and we're able to, it's kind of funny, man, during elk season about 3 o'clock or so, everybody's got their gear on and the door's swinging pretty early during September all the way through the end of the year.
I feel you.
Pretty fortunate to live in this place.
You know, and that's the thing. A lot of guys could sit there and go, you know, it's product testing, right?
Right.
So I don't know, man. I wish I could do that. I have to like schedule everything in advance. And if I want to step away from the computer and try to make it out, cause I got too many kids and I got to run the network and all this stuff. But,
oh, yeah.
But when I do get to go, I just disconnect and go, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're pretty fortunate here to be able to just jet out. And then, myself and a few other guys spend quite a bit of time on the road, kind of doing the job and across the country. And so we're pretty fortunate to be able to come home and live in a place where we can still access the woods and the timber and the mountains, like right out the door. It's a pretty spectacular place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, the last time we spoke, we kind of got the origin story, on First Light and how the whole company came about. Before we get into like all the new stuff, and a little bit of the process leading into, you know, product testing and design. I ask a lot of questions to the listeners of not only this podcast, but all the other ones. All right. And one thing, and this may be a Band-Aid rip question right off the bat, but I have a feeling you're going to be able to answer it. One of the only complaints that I've ever heard about First Light has been that some of their gear is not as durable. And that was, this was a long time ago. This isn't recent, but this was a while ago. Did you guys ever address that? And how did you address that? If in fact it was an issue for you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I'll back up by saying, you know, we were founded in this mentality of creating the world's best base layer, right? With merino wool, and we're the first company to really print camouflage on a base layer and make that applicable across multiple pursuits and categories. But I think the biggest thing that we've grown is, you know, we've grown into outerwear and pants and accessories and things like that. So our mentality was always built around this idea of light and fast, because we wanted to use this stuff in the mountains where we, you know, we're backpacking 5 to 7 days and spending a lot of time living out of a backpack. But, you know, as we've grown, we've understood that not everybody gets the opportunity to hunt that way. So obviously there was some issues with long lasting durability in terms of pieces of gear that weren't really made to be, you know, thrashed through thorn bush in the south, or maybe you're cutting tree stand lanes in the thick shit in Iowa. So we really addressed that in the last 2 years, and you can see that come to fruition in all of our outerwear, specifically our line of pants. So we've come out with a line of pants called the Foundry lineup, which basically is arguably some of the toughest pants in the market. The Obsidian Foundry on the one end of the spectrum, all the way to the Corrugate Foundry in the middle, and then the Catalyst Foundry on the other hand, on the other side of that spectrum there, just to really meet Western hunters with a pair of pants that can take them, from early antelope season all the way through the end of mule deer and into some of those later seasons in the West. And then respectively, on the whitetail front, we've certainly addressed that in our outerwear, because the age old conundrum is always, how do you make something super warm and silent, but also durable?
Right.
So we've addressed that in all of our outerwear, specifically with the Catalyst, Sanctuary, and Solitude kits. And really, on the other hand of the spectrum, or other side of the spectrum, we've really had to sort of educate our customer and educate hunters in general about how to layer correctly, so you're protecting, some of those less durable layers like merino wool, but also staying comfortable in the field for days on end. And so we've certainly addressed it, and obviously we listen to our customer quite honestly. Like they're the sounding board for a lot of our development and process, and you'll continue to see some really interesting durability stories coming out, in fact, in 2022, this year, then as we progress into 23 and 24 and 25. That's really going to be the emphasis of our planning and our product development, is looking at how do we make things that are both functional, durable, and applicable across different pursuits for different use cases. How do we address the silent nature of material in the tree stand, but also make things that are going to last you for years? That's something we think about every day, and we're continually building upon.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. When one person complains about it, you probably get that every day, right? I don't like this. I don't like this. Sure. Or whatever. Any company with any product hears that. But then something happens where you start to see a consistency in a complaint or an issue with a product. And a lot of companies maybe have a lot of pride because they've put a lot of work and time and energy into said product, and the customer finds something that's wrong with it. How do you guys, maybe you could speak from this firsthand, or maybe a company as a whole, what's it like to swallow pride and just admit something like that, right? Like, oh man, we got an issue, we got to fix it.
Yeah, that's a great question. At the end of the day, the mantra that we come to the table with, every single day in product meetings, and then additionally throughout, marketing and customer service and our leadership team, is we need to solve problems for the modern hunter. And that to me is the emphasis that we bring to every sort of conundrum or problem we face, is like, how do we solve this problem to make people be able to stay in the woods and in the mountains a little longer, and be comfortable. So, in addressing the notion of swallowing our pride, is we're incredibly humble and hungry at this company. We have a lot of tried and true expert level hunters in all categories, whether it's waterfowl and Western and whitetail. We've got folks that are putting this stuff through the ringer every day, but we always come with a sense of humility in that for our product folks, nothing is ever quite finished. We recently launched, new iterations of certain projects and products, right? To continually make those things better by both putting them through the ringer early and often before they're even available to the public. And then additionally, throughout a life cycle of a product, understanding how we can make it better.
Yeah.
So really for us, pride isn't, we're really proud of what we do here, because I think we've grown to a place where we can solve pretty complex problems in the textile space. But at the same time, we are never too big for our britches, in that we're never too big to say oh, that product's perfect. We always look at it in a really sort of cohesive and humble way, to understand that everything can always be better. We can always improve. And that's sort of driven our development now into our planning, as we continue to build products that are going to solve problems for folks,
Yeah, that's a fact. All right. So, we're going to get into the new products here in just a second, but in order to get to new products, you guys got to sit down. You got to say, what are we bringing to market next? What do those conversations look like for you guys? And how does an idea come to like go through all the steps, not only of, hey, this would be cool, but the business steps as well. Like, can we make this and make it profitable, and out pops a something awesome for your customer at something that they'd be willing to pay?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. I think from our perspective, you know, without going into like our proprietary product cycle and things like that, is first and foremost, like our team, which includes the community team, the product team, everybody involved, is spending a lot of time in the field, right? We're spending a lot of time with pro team athletes and customers that have guide and outfitter businesses and things to really learn and understand what products aren't available to the customer, or maybe who's making them from outside of the hunting space really well. And just kind of thinking about, you know, what do we need to both buff out a line that already exists and also bring some products to market that are smart and efficient. And I think you'll see that in some of these products coming out this year and some that have already launched. As far as the business side of the ballgame, we're just working lockstep departmentally across many different departments within a pretty large business to understand how do we produce something for commercialization in, you know, 2 years' time that's going to be forward thinking and cutting edge, but also solves a problem for the customer. And then additionally, just, you know, when it comes down to profitability, we're such a unique position because we don't sell in retail, right? So we're able to, we're direct to consumer, everything's on firstlight.com. So the ability for us to be agile and move things around if something's not working, or double down if something is, it just affords us to be able to really produce high quality products and bring great products to the customer for, essentially a less of a cost to the actual hunter, which is really one of the pillars and foundational ethos driven conversations of our company. We want to be able to get people into the woods and not have to break the bank, but also know that they're getting the best quality products that are out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, from a business perspective, obviously, like we're a for-profit business. We're continuing to grow and to evolve and to sort of move into a larger leadership role in the hunting apparel space. But I just think we have such a committed ethos to drive product that's built smart and also, in a way that's affordable for our customer to get into and buy a new pair of pants every turkey season if they need to, and try some new stuff out and be able to adjust their kit as new technologies and textiles and factories come on board. That agility is just something that I think it's one of our strong suits for sure.
Yeah. So when you guys started, you were pretty much a base layer company. Hey, we're building the foundation on base layers, right? Since then, you guys have expanded, like you mentioned, into all this other type of gear. Who is your demographic at this point? Like, are you a Western company? Are you a whitetail company? Are you a Midwest? You know, like, how would you break down your target market?
Yeah. So first and foremost, like I sort of mentioned previously, like we are a high performance hunting apparel company. So we're going to give you a one-stop opportunity when you hit firstlight.com to purchase everything that you would need clothing-wise and accessory-wise to spend, whether you're a waterfowl hunter, a turkey and whitetail hunter in the Midwest, or a Western-based hunter even from, you know, British Columbia to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We have started as a Western company, but we've built super interesting and important products across many categories. So we're not defined as a categorically singular company. We've definitely branched off into, other categories that are important. And the reason we're able to do that so well, Dan, is because we hire folks that are committed to their individual categories while understanding the overall business too. So for instance, Greg Farrell, who builds all our whitetail product, he's based in Wisconsin, right? He spends 100 some days in the tree a year. Likewise, the fellow that works for me, Josh Hilliard, who runs all our whitetail community, he's based in Michigan and spends all his time in whitetail world.
He's the man, by the way, just to let you know, he's the man.
Yeah, great guy. He's been a late addition. He's been here for about a year or so now, or a little less, and just hit the ground running. But I think the biggest thing to consider with the way our company's built is that we have expert level folks in each category, whether it's waterfowl, western, or whitetail, to basically focus in on what they do really well and then bring that back to an overarching business that really is set to provide product and experience for any level of hunter in North America and beyond. That's really our ethos, and that's, I think, what separates us a little bit is we have expert level folks that, you know, are focused in on their categories specifically for the greater good. So,
yeah. Okay. So I'm going to speak from where I stand as far as a consumer for just a second.
Sure.
And you talked about specialist, specializing in a category and knowing the market and having a, you know, like having gear for whitetail hunters and having gear for western hunters to choose from and things like that. Now, where I come from, I'm not able to buy something for just western and something for just whitetail, right? I have a certain amount of money that I dedicate myself to every year, and that is my budget. And I am looking for products that go in both environments and I can use in both environments. That way I can, you know, it's crossover. So, does First Light offer those types of options where you can get away with both, or if you're serious and like, just break that down. I think you know where I'm getting at here.
Absolutely, man. And I think like if a guy is a multifaceted hunter, let's say, For your use case, you know, you live in the Midwest and maybe you travel out west once or twice a year, or maybe it's vice versa. Multiple products across our line are built to basically be pursuit driven. However, they have crossover opportunity. I'll give you an example, right? Our Corrugate Foundry pants, which are a western based product, they have a slip in and slip out knee pad, basically removable knee pad. A lot of guys that hunt whitetails, you know, once a year, but are focused on western hunts specifically, those pants work great if you're going to go sit in a saddle for 10 days in November, you know, and you can layer accordingly, right? Now, on the other side too, like if you're spending 150 days or whatever in a tree stand hunting all over the Midwest and South and wherever, there is product specific to whitetail that's going to be the best fit for a tree stand hunter. You know, and then on the other side too, like the way we educate folks and the way we've built our product assortment to really focus in on layering, all of our stuff is going to work for multiple different pursuits, right? So you could have all of our merino base layers are great from the antelope hunting opener here in Idaho all the way to late season sits in Illinois for their muzzleloader season or whatever it may be. That's where we focus, right? We want to make product that's categorically specific for the focused hunter, while also offering a lot of agility across most of our product when it comes down to guys that pursue multiple things. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck if you start building your kit with First Light product, and you're going to be able to take that across the country, essentially. So I'm pretty confident that we can build out a kit that's going to work, you know, from coast to coast and border to border. You know, the last thing I'll say on that topic, Dan, too, is the thing that we've done really well is, you know, I take a simple kit a lot of different places all over the country and the world. So if anybody has any questions about how to layer and how to put your kit together on a budget, we got a great customer service team that does these things called virtual outfittings, which essentially they're going to get on a video call with you and kind of understand what your pursuit driven focus is and then build the best kit for you. And that's certainly a component of our business that I think a lot of folks really appreciate just because, like you said, there's a lot of folks like you, man. There's a lot of people that are dipping their toes maybe into Western from a Midwest standing, and then there's a lot of folks in the West that are like, you know, I really want to go try to kill a giant whitetail in Kansas or whatever it is. We can build those kits for those folks, and you're going to be wearing the same thing a lot of times, at least when it comes down to base layers, pants, accessories. You know, you might have to get a couple different jacket options for silent specific pursuits and whitetail versus running gun style in the West, where, you know, packable insulation is a bigger deal. But I'm confident you could sort of you could fit the mold and build a kit that's going to be pretty useful across multiple states and pursuits.
Yeah. And elaborating even more specifically on what you just said is you guys have that men's Wick hoodie, the Ultralight 150. That is my base layer. That one specific hoodie is my base layer pretty much on every hunt, whether it's hot as shit and it's the only thing I'm wearing, or it's the very first thing I put on when it's really cold out. That is, and so I'm able to use that specific piece across all hunts, whether I'm out west moving around, whether I'm out west sitting and glassing, or whether I'm, you know, it's hot early season Iowa or cold late season Iowa rut. That's the piece that I'm rocking right now as far as the, which it's very comfortable and it allows me to wear it wherever I want to wear it.
Yeah. Merino wool is an absolutely incredible material.
Yeah.
And it's so functional across all different things, from fly fishing in the summer to your last season sitting in Saskatchewan when it's, you know, 25 below.
Yeah.
You just can't go wrong with starting your kit there. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So new product time, right? I think right before we started recording, you mentioned something about here in a couple weeks, you're going to be launching some new rain gear. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, those pieces specifically, and then also talk about why someone needs, like, because I was on your website here and you guys have a variety of different rain gear options. Why do we need more than one set of rain gear options?
Yeah, and this comes down to, I'm glad you asked that, because this comes down to a product specific or pursuit specific approach that we take to specifically, you know, high precipitation areas, right? So we came to the drawing board a few years ago and started creating this idea around incredibly functioning and feature rich rainwear for somebody who's going to be spending their time in the rain. We're talking Pacific Northwest, Alaska, into some of that monsoon country in Arizona when, you know, I know it's in the spring, but maybe you get caught in a squall and it's not going to stop raining for 2 days. This is like your ultimate rainwear, like the absolutely torrential downpour, not going to take it off all day long. It's extremely hikeable and ventable. You're going to see when we release it, there's a lot of feature rich ideation around this to make this a comfortable piece, because in the past, like, the best rainwear in the world was like Helly Hansen PVC stuff, right? Where it's like almost rubberized and sort of totally shut down. You can't hike in that stuff. It's just impossible. It's made for commercial fishermen, essentially. So we wanted to take the idea of a completely weatherproof system, whether it's wind, water, and, you know, shitty conditions. That's what we wanted to build for. The last thing I'll say about it, without giving away too many details, because this stuff's still launching as we speak, we're going to be coming out with it in the weeks to come. This stuff is, we spoke about durability. We tested this stuff from Prince of Wales Island to the bramber, or excuse me, the blackberry bush in Western Oregon. This stuff is virtually indestructible. It is the toughest material you're going to find in a waterproof garment on the market today. And this is going to be a piece that if somebody's going to be spending some time where it's wet, you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, the reason we make different kinds of rain gear is because, you know, we have this, a lot of times, I'll give you an example, like in Western elk hunting, right, in September, you might get a little bit of precip here and there. That's where I bring the Vapor rain jacket that we currently make, where it's a packable rain shell that you're going to take on and off. You might wear for a little while. There needs to be a spectrum in rainwear to basically get you through different parts of the season and different regions. So I think there's just a way in which we've sort of built out this rainwear line to cover all ends of the spectrum. And that's what we're after. I'm really excited about this piece. I wore it a lot last year in some pretty otherwise nasty places. I don't prefer to hunt in downpours, but sometimes you're moving locations and you're going to get wet, and this stuff is just, it's the best stuff I've ever worn for sure. And I've worn a lot of different rain gear from outside the hunting industry as well.
Yeah.
So look for that, you know, basically towards the middle to end of April, there's going to be a lot more information coming, but I wanted to give you guys a little sneak peek on on what that looks like, you should look at firstlight.com too. There's some teaser material there coming in the next days. So that'll be a great one.
Gotcha.
The other, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. So when I hear the word indestructible, right, someone yeah. say, and this can go for your lightweight base layers, you know, like yep. when someone says lightweight, some people may think not durable. And then when okay. some people hear the term indestructible, they think heavy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's your rebuttal to those comments?
That's a good question. And also a good argument, right? Because when we say indestructible, we're talking about I'm speaking about our ability to test this stuff over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And we've just put it in some situations where traditional rain gear that's super lightweight and does a great job is not going to be, as durable in certain situations, right? This stuff is essentially, the reason I use the word indestructible is because I can't seem to make it fail. And that to me is a pretty bold statement just for the paces we put it through. You know, on the other hand too, man, is like, if something does happen, if you like rip yourself on a piece of barbed wire, or if you're like, you know, some sort of product failure happens, we got such a good warranty program here that we're going to take care of you one way or another. But I'm pretty confident that this rainwear system we're talking about is going to take a lot to break it down and to make it into a non-functioning piece. So, you know, on the other end too, I think the age old conversation around like creating this unicorn product, right, that's light, breathable, packable, and indestructible doesn't exist. We're trying to build that. We're trying to push that narrative and say like, look, we're going to try our hardest to create products that, you know, essentially solve problems that we didn't think were solvable. That to me is really the end all be all of what we're trying to do with some of this new product. When I talk about durability, that's the next phase of First Light that folks are going to see.
Gotcha. All right, cool. All right. Yeah. So new hoodie that's come out.
Yeah. So this is something I'm super excited about because we've been working on this for a while, and basically what we're making right now and what we've been working on for the last while is offering an additional layering piece in terms of when we talk about like for lack of a better term, sort of this versatile piece in the kit. You know, for a long time we had the Klamath hoodie and the Klamath quarter zip. We're still going to carry the Klamath quarter zip, which is a grid fleece. Essentially what we've done is we've overbuilt a traditional poly base layer, right? Or excuse me, mid layer. So essentially what you got here with the Origin is it's a hoodie designed and intended to be used as either a early season, you know, mid layer or a layering piece as your season progresses. So just as far as product features go, it's basically, it's built off of our incredibly successful shooter's cut. So it's trimmed through the sleeves so you can operate a bow and firearm without a lot of bunching. Features like a really integrated face mask that you can wear in terms of like turkey hunting or waterfowl hunting or whatever it may be. Additionally, you know, in the tree stand, sometimes if guys are hunting on the ground or whatever, or elevated in close quarters with deer, it's nice to cover up those, what we call like sort of these noses, ears, things like that, right? That can kind of like cut through camouflage and sort of get yourself made by a deer. The cool part too about this is like the way in which we built it is to layer with other things. So you got like sweet kangaroo pouches that you can get into, large chest pocket. The really interesting part, and this is where we kind of get into the technical features, it's powered behind this 37.5 fleece lining. And if folks aren't familiar with 37.5, it's essentially this material that integrates active carbon particles to basically wick moisture away from your body. It's also got high Q scent control, which essentially allows that poly layer, which generally in other product across the space, if you're working with polyester or synthetic material, it's going to stink a lot quicker. But with this stuff, this scent control, this high Q stuff is going to basically allow that stink to not bind to the material. So it's going to pass through and not be as stinky over a sweaty hike or whatever it may be. this is sort of the new, our new push into really kind of diversified mid layers. And I'm just really stoked about it. I wore this all last year in the tree, probably spent about, I don't know, 50 or 60 days in the tree stand, and then wore it across the Western space too, elk hunting and mule deer hunting. And just been really pleased with how it fits into my system. So if folks are trying to look to get into some mid layering stuff, that's going to keep you warm, but also, you know, function pretty properly as a functioning mid layer, this Origin hoodie is kind of the future there. So pretty stoked about it so far.
So you're thinking this Origin hoodie is kind of a, I'll pop it on after a hike in to the tree stand, or an active amount of time where you have your heart rate up and then you stop, you slow down, you throw this thing on.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of instances where I'm walking into the tree stand with this as my mid layer. So it's either in my pack lid or it's on my body if it's chillier.
Right.
And that's going to get me through those like midday hours of an all day sit. Then I throw something on over the top of it to really function as a mid layer. But additionally, like, this is the piece I'm going to use turkey hunting coming up when we open our season here in Idaho. Just because that mixed in with, you know, some pretty good base layers, you got a pretty killer kit, especially with that face mask integrated. It just, it allows for one less piece of shit on your body.
Yeah.
No need for a neck gaiter or whatever. And actually the face mask, my complaint in the past has always been, well, it's always riding around your neck then, or it can't, it's just kind of in the way. This thing tucks back in the hood really nicely. So you don't even know it's there until you need it, which I think is just smart engineering on the part of our guys on the product side.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Anything else out of your guys' camp that's new this year?
Yeah, we're going to have a few more things coming out that I'm going to hold off on talking about just because they're still being put into our, essentially into our release calendar. So we're waiting on that, but you'll start to see stuff coming out here in between like mid June and July, essentially for waterfowl, which is pretty special. This is a new category for us. We've developed this type of camouflage that is, you know, marsh based and field based. Really excited about that. We've been spending a lot of time in the waterfowl world last year hunting, and that's where a lot of our folks come from, is the waterfowl space. So it's almost like a homecoming for a lot of dudes around here.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting product coming there that's going to solve a lot of problems and really sort of forcefully enter us into this otherwise, you know, a pretty robust category. So I'm excited to get that stuff out to folks. Yeah, more to come on the waterfowl front, but definitely stay in touch on firstlight.com and our social pages to understand when that stuff's coming.
Gotcha.
Can't tell you how excited I am for that. It's been a dream to help get developed some of this stuff and be a part of the outbound content we're making.
So. Yeah. So as you know, as we look at your timeline here, we see that you go from a very specific thing to now you're starting to encompass whitetails, Western, waterfowl, turkey, like the outdoors in general. Is that the end game then, is to just be a one-stop all-inclusive shop?
Yeah, that is, you know, and we always get a lot of questions on like, oh, when's like the lifestyle stuff coming and all that. And our answer to that all the time is we make high performance hunting apparel for the field, right? That is the end of the day. That is what we will die on that hill. That is, to me, as our company, you know, ebbs and flows and changes and grows, our ability to solve problems now is just, it's robust. And I think it's continuing to showcase that, you know, we're in this for real, and we've got no signs of slowing down. The one thing I'll say too, is what we're trying to accomplish is that if it's a huntable creature, we're going to start to make gear for it. And that to me is a really exciting thing to be a part of, because we have no limits on what we can do. We've got great designers and product developers and pro team folks that are helping us develop this stuff. And yeah, I'm just really excited about where we're sitting right now, and the next few years ahead are going to be pretty awesome.
Well, that's great. Do you know that there you can hunt pythons in South Florida?
I heard about that. I think what's that guy's name? Python Cowboy down there or something like that. Right? He's like catching them with dogs and all this crazy
right,
stuff.
Right. But so
maybe we got to make him a kit. We need to make him a Python kit.
A Python line. There you go.
There you go. Someday, you never know.
Absolutely. Well, cool, man. The last thing that I kind of want to ask is, you know, I think you answered it actually, because I was going to ask that question, you know, like, what else, like, is there anything else that you can tell us about the direction or what's coming out in the next maybe 5 years that's going to get people, even if it's just a sentence, like, hey, if you're into this, just keep an eye out for First Light.
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And I think, like, in short, really what we're looking at is fully integrated systems, right? Yeah. From tip to tail. You know, we're going to continue to explore, how do we change product that we currently make to be even better? And how do we create product essentially out of a need, to build out functional kits that people are going to be really pleased with and that last a long time as well. That's the biggest thing for us right now is focusing in on durability and that storytelling around that and really coming to the table with product that's going to change the game continually every day and every year. You know, as far as categorically goes, there's going to be a lot of development in waterfowl. There's going to be a ton of development in Western. And then additionally in whitetail, I think we're just getting going. You know, we have a pretty robust amount of SKUs specific to whitetail right now, but that stuff is going to be the selection ability of types of gear and different pieces and things in the next 3 to 4 years is going to be pretty robust and folks are going to be pretty stoked about it, I believe.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, man, I really appreciate you taking time to drop some knowledge about First Light on us. Thank you very much, and good luck hunting turkeys this spring.
Hey, thanks so much, man, and you as well, and it's always a pleasure to be on and chat with you. And if folks have any other questions or whatever, feel free to reach out on Instagram. My handle's HeavyKevy, 2 underscores on either side, and then firstlight.com is going to be your look for all the new stuff coming here in the coming weeks.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.